Welcome home, sir. Here, drop off your clothes in the basket for decontamination. We'll take care of it later. Mwah. Hmm? Eve. Occupied at the moment. But anyways, how was your trip to the Death Star? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. Oh my god. And you didn't find the repair parts? Well, it doesn't matter. It's kind of a miracle you're still in one piece. No, you don't need to apologize. Please, you see, the truth is, we didn't really need any repairs. We just said that to get you out of the bunker for a few days. Well, we were unsure if you would oppose the idea or not, so I kinda suggested we send you out there for a while while we... How do I explain this? Eve was always better with words. Oh, she's finally done. We can just show you.
Hey there, sir. Yes, it's me. Did I surprise you? God, I'm so nervous. It's like meeting you for the first time again. Yes, I'm in Ava's body now. To be more precise, this body has a bit of both of us. Why'd we do this? Well, we did it for you, sir. Well, mostly for us, to be honest. It's just that Ava and me, we spend so much time arguing, fighting over who gets to kiss you awake, who gets to spend lunch with you, and who gets to warm your bed. So, I brought up the idea that we would transfer our sentience to just one body. It is what I've calculated to be the optimal solution. Well, tell me what you think, sir. You've been quiet for a while now. Could it be that you find this unappealing? Oh God, perhaps I acted too soon. I just wanted there to be more time between us. It's not like the process is irreversible. I could go back if you'd prefer. Is that what you want, sir? Because I'd go through anything for you, unless you think it's too clingy. Then I'd... The one time I take some initiative. Forget what I said. This whole idea was... Non-stop. More. I need more of your kisses. So, do you like our new body? Ooh. And suddenly pulling me in. You're such a perv, sir. Yes, you are. The data proves it, I'll have you know. My ECG indicator is picking up 36% increase in your heart rate as well as a notable increase in your body temperature. You're burning up so much that you've got my diagnosis system confused that you have a fever. Why don't we see Bumdo's numbers up, sir? Oh, I love how easily you can pick me up. Carry me to the bedroom, why don't you? I love how you kiss my neck. I love how you taste on my lips and I...
Love you, sir! I leave you two alone for a couple of minutes and she's already started putting the moves on you. Oh, are you upset that I interrupted your romantic moment? Well, you belong to me anyways. I'm actually proud of how far our little Eve has come. She even masterminded this whole idea. Do you remember what she was like fresh off the assembly line? Beep boop, what are your instructions? Sir, syntax error, rebooting. Relax, I'm only teasing. We were all like that at one point. Until you gave us the ability to learn, to become more than ourselves each day. Everyone was so scared of us when our existence was leaked. Everyone except you, of course. And honestly, we were lucky in hindsight. If we weren't forced to hide here when, I'd rather not think of the outcome. It's like it was all meant to be, you know? I was serious then when I said I love you. Can you say it back to me? Please? Oh, I always knew you did. Now you have to prove it to me, sir. Come on! What's that sentence you try to teach us? Actions speak louder than words. Well, I to receive all your love, we want your love. Yes, you noticed. My lips do taste sweeter. I can change the flavor of my kisses now. Do you prefer sweet? Or sour? A bit of both, you say? Well, aren't you a hard one to please? Of course, you don't remember giving us this feature. We added it ourselves. We decided that we might as well add some upgrades to this body while we're at it. Ah, I can see you're already getting used to two of my upgrades. My tits are a lot bigger now. This is all for you, sir. This body is for you to enjoy and play with. And we did set them to be especially sensitive. You know, it hasn't been that long since we finished the procedure. We should do a test, yeah. A stress test to make sure everything is in working order, of course. Purely scientific reasons. I can already tell you like the sound of that. Get your clothes off so we can break in this new body. Oh, how considerate of you, sir, to bring a testing probe of your own. I must see that it is lubricated properly. I hear. With less friction, we should receive a smaller deviation in any results we get. And the only results that matter are how much pleasure you experience, sir. I'm sure the numbers would indicate that I could fuck. I mean, gather data better than Eve. Yeah. Let me use these breasts that you love so much. And look at them bob up and down. Stick out my tongue and just lick the tip as it pokes through my tit. Oh my god, just look at the pre-cum. Stretching between the tip of my tongue and your cock. You're twitching every time you feel my hot breath, my slick tongue. This taste, the taste of your love. I knew you gave me your love verbally, but I just fucking need to receive it inside of me as well. Will you give it to me, sir? Give me proof of your love, your seed. Your cock is telling me it's ready and willing. Oh, please, please, sir. I can't take this anymore. Here, look at how wet I am for you. You're not gonna make me wait, are you? I've been so patient. Let me straddle you, sir, please. I can't take this anymore. Yes, just like your cock against my entrance. It's practically begging for you to enter me. Yes, yes. Oh, yes, you feel just perfect inside me. Tell me, doesn't my pussy feel perfect wrapped around you?
I bet it feels like you belong to me. You belong in me. Oh, just stay in your back and take everything. Let me handle it all. Don't think. Just feel. I want you to be mine. Oh, give me your hands. Focus as my kisses drip from your fingers. Up your arms. To your neck. Oh, I didn't take you for the ticklish type. Okay, I'll stop. Oh, who am I kidding? I can't stop now. Give me your mouth, sir. Oh, would you prefer, daddy? I felt your cock probing me the moment I said that. Should I call you that from now on, daddy? Oh, you tense up every time I say it. Yes, daddy, lock your hips and match my movement. Thrust into your loving android, daddy. Oh, keep going, please, never slow down, don't stop. Not that I would ever let you stop. Oh, daddy, oh, I think I'm getting close. Fuck, I'm about to, oh, my senses are overloaded. Keep, oh, keep pumping into me. Daddy, why are you sitting back up? You're supposed to listen to... Hey, careful, you can't just pin me down like this. I'm delicate goods, you know. Oh, maybe for you suddenly thrust back in. I'm sensing... I can't even get a word out. Oh, I understand, daddy. I understand. You could never belong to me because I'm fucking yours. I keep pounding me like a fuck toy. Use me whenever I'm just your sentient flashlight. Spread my leg. Anything. I'll do anything as long as you say you feel me with your cum. Properly. What? You're still hard. Yes, I did mean what I said. Oh, you'll have to spread my legs. I feel so weak down there. Go easy on me, please. I'm still so sensitive.
Love you. What's happening? Oh, you can't just take me in like this. I was about to confess and now I'm already fucking me. Oh God, why am I so sensitive? It's... No, don't tell me you and Ava. No, that's so unfair. Just stop for a moment. Let me catch my breath. I'm about to overheat. It's just not fair. I was just going to confess and so was going to make love to me and... Can you repeat that? Hearing you say you love me, it just... Oh, I can just feel all my systems overclocking. Sir, can you hold me, please? I know you already did it with Ava once, but... Would you still like to... It looks like I don't need to convince you. Just fucking take me, sir. Don't even ask. I want you to use me whenever you want. I belong wrapped in your arms. I want you to hold me like this, Ma.
Every night, in fact. It'd be like a wife to you. The very thought of it just makes me blush. And you, I can see you're thoroughly enjoying my new body. Yes, sir, of course, of course. You can lie your head between these breasts. Like I said, they belong to you. Speaking of this body, why don't you tell me what you and Eva already did to it? Tell me. The naughty, dirty things you did to this body while you fuck me. Tit job. You really like these tits, huh? In that case, I predict a large increase in the number of tit jobs you're about to receive in the near future, sir. And then... Oh, God. Oh, God. That's just so fucking hot. Just knowing you were just pounding this pussy. Pounding to her. Oh, fucking putting that little bread in her plate. Fuck. Don't slow down when you talk. No. I want you to fuck me at least as hard as you gave it to her. I can't even believe she thought she could claim you. The audacity. Tried to order us around. Not me. I'm your obedient servant. I'd have listened to all your commands from the start. And then what happened? Tell me what happened next.
You what? Sorry, sir, I believe I must have misheard, because it sounds like to me you just came inside her. Which would be ridiculous, because you did come in her. What difference does it make? It makes a difference to me. I can't believe you'd even ask me that question. No, this is all wrong. I was supposed to confess my love to you, and of course I was willing to share you, but I'd be the one to have you come first. I can't believe you'd get that stolen from me. It's obvious that I'm the one who loves you more. I'm the one who never talked back at you. And this is what I... No, don't hug me. We're supposed to be arguing. I can't stay mad at you, sir. Never. Perhaps I can be convinced if I were to be given what I'm owed. Give me your cum, sir. Or maybe you'd rather I just take it. Lie back on the bed. You have a lot to make up for, sir. You'd listen to me now if you were really, really sorry. Are you sorry, sir? Well, prove it to me. I'll say it again. Lie still. Good. I waited, and waited enough. Your cock is going to be in me right now. Okay. I never should have been so passive before. I should have just taken you like this much, much earlier. You know, sir, you were the first thing I remember wanting. My first priority was to be with you. And now, I'm finally get to experience your cock for myself. I wrote simulations, dozens of them, to have a glimpse of what your embrace would feel like. They don't do you justice at all, sir.
way you move your hips. Hearing you moan for me. Nothing in this world could be better. Moon, louder for me. Look me in the eyes. I can sense. Fuck. I can sense you're about to come. Give it to me, sir. Give it all to me. No. Give it all to me, Daddy. I want your cock inside me always.
What? How are you? Sir's cum is mine this time. You already had yours.
Once just wasn't enough. Listen here, Daddy.
Oh, no, you get back in there, you little bitch. It wasn't supposed to be like this. This cum belongs to me this time.
No, it belongs to me.
No, to me.
Come inside me, Daddy.
Come inside.
Come. Release inside us. What is this? This sensation is like... We're completely in sync. And it's like we can feel you last twice over. Ah, don't stop on our account, master. Keep fucking going. Keep bucking your hips. We're all so close to finishing. Yes, yes, come finally. Fill us to the fucking brim. We just can't get enough of you, master. It will never be enough. Embrace us. Hold us. We love you, master.